Jangan lewatkan yang satu ini. Acara Amerika Kini dari VOA Washington bersama Lea Johannes.
Anak-anak pada umumnya senang bermain di luar. Namun dewasa ini, kebanyakan anak-anak berada di tempat penitipan anak untuk waktu yang cukup lama. Sebuah sekolah baru di Hamilton, Virginia, mengubah situasi itu. Sekolah tersebut mengajarkan tentang perkebunan kepada anak-anak sesuai kurikulum TK. Mereka berada di luar kelas sambil menanam sayur, memanen, mengumpulkan telur-telur, dan merawat hewan ternak.
A bumpy one.
Di sebuah sekolah yang bernama The Farm School, anak-anak belajar sambil berlarian, berceloteh, dan bersenang-senang. Allison Huff, guru di sekolah itu, mengatakan mereka melakukan lebih banyak praktek saat mengajar.
When we were doing the pumpkins, we incorporated counting, we incorporated opposites. They were explaining the colors. I mean, we can use everything that a regular preschool uses, but out in the garden.
Murid-murid sekolah itu juga memiliki kesempatan untuk mempelajari bahasa asing. Huff menambahkan,
I speak English and Spanish, and our assistant speaks French and Arabic, so she's incorporating that. And I mean, we have a 3-year-old that speaks 4 different languages.
I want to do it in French. Can you go back and do it in French now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good job.
Selain menanam sayuran dan buah-buahan, murid-murid membantu menyiapkan makanan dan mencuci piring. Hewan-hewan ternak juga merupakan bagian dari kurikulum sekolah. Mereka memfokuskan pada hewan yang berbeda setiap bulan.
We do actually have a cow that we bring to the school. They get to see what the cow is like, and we learn all about what cows eat. We use little gloves and they pretend to actually milk a cow. They make butter, we make yogurt.
Jacqueline Jenkins, salah seorang pemilik The Farm School, mengatakan anak-anak belajar tentang sapi beberapa bulan lalu. Ide untuk membangun sekolah seperti ini muncul ketika Jacqueline dan suaminya membeli tanah perkebunan seluas 5 hektar di Hamilton, Virginia.
And we weren't looking to move or weren't looking to purchase a farm. It just popped up on the internet and we came and looked at this place and we didn't want to leave. So we named it One Day Farm because we always said one day that would be our goal and that would be our dream.
Perkebunan yang dinamai One Day Farm itu sering dikunjungi oleh teman-teman dan kerabat mereka yang ingin mengetahui bagaimana kehidupan di perkebunan. Itulah yang mencetuskan munculnya gagasan mendirikan The Farm School. Selain itu, pasangan suami istri ini melihat adanya kebutuhan untuk belajar di alam terbuka.
Where our society is today with most kids glued to their iPads or their iPhones and they learn that way and they don't learn with their hands anymore. They don't get outside. Most preschools in the area, kids are outside with a total of maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes during the whole day.
Namun di farm school, anak-anak itu berada di luar ruangan terus-menerus setiap hari dan di segala musim. Courtney Williams memutuskan untuk mendaftarkan anaknya yang berusia 3 tahun di sekolah tersebut. Ia mengatakan,
"For me, it's the best of both worlds. He is learning to count his colors, all the things to keep him, you know, competitive in this education competition. But he gets to be a kid. He gets to jump in puddles and he gets to try to climb trees and run and roll down hills. And he is able to get to experience the things that because I work and because my husband works that we're not able to give him at home. You know, I grew up on 14 acres. I ran in the woods and played and I really want that for my kids. And this is a solution for that."
Usai sekolah, murid-murid pulang ke rumah dengan membawa pengalaman dan pengetahuan baru disertai satu keranjang penuh sayur-sayuran. Williams menambahkan,
"Not only does he bring what he's learning home, but he brings actual vegetables home. He brings home eggs and it has pushed me out of the box on what I've learned to cook and try, and he's willing to try all of it because he grew it."
Sekian Amerika Kini, saya Lea Johannes dari studio VOA di Washington, D.C.